This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Another fine Saturday morning after another easy Phillies win. They are so dynamic right now, but we'll get to the Phillies and how they're kicking the living daylights out of the third worst team in baseball. It's impressive. It's impressive what they're doing to the Colorado Rockies. However, there's other things to talk about. Many other things to talk about. And it's easy to start. We could start with the Eagles in the draft. And, you know, it's less than a week away now. So everybody is, there's still a lot of people on that Bijan train. I heard Brian Baldinger a little while ago, and he was on this week on the midday show. And I didn't realize this, but I know he's a really good back. I get it. But against the two best teams, he really did not rush for that many yards and play that well. What was it, 80-some yards and 33 carries against two teams? But you don't take a running back. Forget about all that. We know he's good. You don't take a running back. And the Eagles will not take Bijan Robinson at number 10. Assuming they draft at number 10, which I think they will. Jalen Carter's there, and I don't think he'll be there. That would be an obvious choice, even though he's got some issues, and I understand that. But it's going to be an offensive or defensive lineman. But what we really need to talk about this morning is now we have sympathy for the big guy. Oh, Joel Embiid's hurt. He's got a knee sprain, and he's hurt. Oh, poor guy. You know, it's just so disappointing because – and now we got to feel sorry for him, right? Well, the Sixers are going to win today without him. Mark that down. They will win today without him. Remember, they're playing the Nets. But what he did the other night is disgraceful. The NBA is soft. The officials are awful. If it happens the other way around, you know what you're saying. So all those morons, nitwits, and dopes, every one of you that defends what he did because he's got to be a man. He's got to be a man. And, you know, he was stepped over by Claxton. So what? What you are is you're supposed to be a star. And he's a really good player. No question how good a player he is. You're supposed to be for your team. You're supposed to be about your team. And if you had gotten thrown out of that game, that would have hurt your team. Now, they still weren't going to lose this series. There's no way they can lose to the Nets. And that's, there's so many bad teams in the playoffs. But, how can anybody defend what he did? He's got to be a tough guy. Oh, he's got to be a tough guy. You know what you do? You get up and you say to the guy, all right. And then you just play better. That's all. I think I watched the play multiple times. I think he was embarrassed that he either lost his balance, but he slipped and fell. And I don't think there was any reason when he flops all the time. He's the major league flopper. That's who he is. That's who Joel Embiid. He is flop a minute, Joel Embiid. That doesn't say he's not good. I just say these are flaws of who he is as a winner. And he's not a champion. And that's obvious because they've not won a championship. I don't know if he'll ever win a championship in his career. But the reality is, he can't be defended. You can't defend him for what he did. You can't defend him. You are an idiot if you defend him. An idiot. It's just, there's no defense. It's just, I don't even know how else to explain it. He was wrong. The official should have thrown him out. Probably should be suspended. And, you know, to say that and he's got to stand up for himself, he's the one that baits everybody. He's the one that instigates everybody. Just play the game. Just play the game and be the best you can be and be the best you can be for your team. Not for yourself, for your team. That's what sports is. You play for your, you don't play for yourself. You play for the team doing the best you can. And people are going to say, oh, you just ripped Joel Embiid. No, this, he was wrong. You can't justify what he did. But we got to feel sorry for him now because he's going to miss game four and he's got a knee sprain and everybody hopes he's back this week. And it doesn't matter. You can't just wash away. You know, sometimes I wonder whether it's a real injury and the Sixers cover for him. I don't know that they do or they don't. But sometimes, you know, he's going to come and save the world and he's going to play for his team. It's just, he's a woe is me guy. He's a drama queen. He's everything wrong with being a leader on a team. You got to wrap him in bubble wrap. He's a China doll. Whatever the case, you know, I just don't know how there's a defense. I just don't know how there's a defense. Don't tell me he's got to stand up for himself as a man. No, you got to stand up for your team, because it's the playoffs. You got to win because it's the playoffs. You know, anybody else and you'd have a problem with it. Anybody else and you'd have a problem if he's on any other team. So, Freddie the Flopper, we can talk about Freddie the Flopper. And what he did, he didn't just push the guy. He kicked him where you're not supposed to kick him. I mean, that's just not right. It's just not right. So, we can talk about that. We will talk about the Phillies. Obviously, we will talk about the Phillies because, yeah, I watched the post game show last night on Comcast or NBC Sports or whatever it's called these days. And I mean, first of all, let's talk about the Phillies. All right. They come in and they say, all right, they can get healthy, not physically, but they can get healthy with wins. The Colorado Rockies have come to town after they play the White Sox. They split against Cincinnati. Meanwhile, they have a losing record against Cincinnati because they lost 2 out of 3 here. So for the season, they're going to have a losing record against Cincinnati, who also has one of the worst records in baseball. They're a better team than they were last year, but they're not very good. All right, so now they come in and they're going to get healthy against Colorado. And they got shut out the first game. Shut out by the Colorado Rockies. Shut out. You know, and Rob Thompson, you know, call it what you will. I call it a little bit of an excuse. Well, they're tired. And just, you know, and when I asked him the question yesterday, well, they're tired. You know, so is everybody else. So is everybody else tired. It's not like you had a long road trip. You had you played a doubleheader. Boy, that's tough. You don't even play everybody in both games. Played a doubleheader. They used to play doubleheaders all the time. You played a doubleheader. Okay. So, you know, so what are we going to come up with now? And then they won last night, and they won with a hit in the 8th inning by Sosa. A hit, you don't have to hit it hard. You just have to put your bat on the ball. Okay, you don't have to hit it hard, but and it wasn't caught by the, who knows if it was caught by the left fielder, how long that game would have gone. Phillies are just not scoring runs, and I can't figure that out either. Well, they don't hit with men on base. I can figure that out. We're on one of the worst in baseball. I can figure that out. But they're down 3-0. Okay, it's a home run. Well, that's the only way the Phillies seem to score these days is with a home run. I don't get why they can't hit. Their pitching is, you know, Aaron Nola pitched better after the first inning last night, and that's a good sign for the Phillies. I'm still concerned about Wheeler. You can't have Falter and Strom as your two best starters. It's nice that they're pitching well for the team. It's really good. Otherwise, they'd really be in trouble. But they struggled against the Rockies last night. They're struggling to score runs. Kyle Schwarber should not hit at the top of the lineup. But he will not drop him when Harper comes back. And I don't think it's going to be in a couple weeks like people are trying to figure out. I think it's more towards you got to be really sure that he's healthy rather than get him hurt again. I think it's more towards the end of May than in the next couple of weeks. But we'll find out. He'll get examined by the doctor, and it's got to be completely healed. And I don't think he's going to play first base. He's out there playing first base to kind of be, I think, to kind of be active and do some things, you know, other than swing the bat. He watched him take some BP yesterday. And again, it's still early, and Rob Thompson said he faced a guy throwing 96 to 99 with a tough sinker. I think he said it's sinker or slider. Whatever the case may be. He's still not ready. Even if he was physically, you know, from the injury ready, he's still not ready to go out there and play. And when he is, you know, it'll add to the lineup. But man, they really struggle to score runs. They miss Rhys Hoskins for all these idiots that think that they wanted to get rid of him. He is really missed in that lineup. You know, and Derek Hall will come back, I guess, in maybe 3 or 4 weeks. And he'll be the first baseman, and that'll add something to your lineup. But they get contributions from the backup players like they did last year. Not all of them, but some of them once in a while. And Sosa was the guy last night, but they struggle against. You can't struggle against those teams. You got to beat their brains in. That's what you got to do. You got to beat their brains in. We'll talk about the Eagles draft and this Bijan nonsense. It's just here's what's going to happen. The Eagles are not going to take Bijan Robinson on Thursday, so we'll have another 2 weeks of whining and complaining. And I'm going to get the Bruno brothers to send in the cheese to the studio because they can have cheese with all that wine that they didn't take Bijan Robinson. It's enough already. It's enough. He is not going to be drafted by the Eagles. It's that simple. All right, here's our question today. And it's based on Joel Embiid. And I'm not saying he's the worst. The dirtiest, you know, I'll say player or athlete in sports. The dirtiest player. This is to win the $100 gift certificate for the Bruno Brothers, where, if anything, you could be happy with all the great food. You could catering for a party, for a business function, whatever it may be, for cookouts, for tailgates, whatever it may be. The Bruno Brothers is the place, any one of their 7 locations, and you'll see what I'm talking about. All right, so here's the question. The dirtiest, and I gave you the question, the dirtiest player or / athlete in sports. And I'm taking Draymond Green out of the mix because he's one of the dirtiest, and that's too easy. And there's some dirty guys out there. But what Joel Embiid did ranks among the worst. All right, let me take a call before I take care of some business here. Let's go to Sean, who's in Wilmington. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good, how are you?
All right, yourself? I know you never had a bad day in your life.
Yeah, another day in paradise. Although it's going to rain this afternoon, that's why the Phillies moved the game up to 3 o'clock. They just hope it doesn't start before the end of the game. But here's what they'll do. If they have to stop the game, they'll get probably 6 or 7 innings in, and then they'll complete it tomorrow Sunday. I think that baseball will change that rule, and it won't be official at that time. They'll move it into tomorrow and get a few in. But whatever. It's still a good day. All right, what's up, Sean?
Well, I called about the Eagles, but I want to give you a Phillies point real quick.
Sure.
I want to see when they play somebody for real. Because they seem to play to their whoever they're playing against. I want to see when they play the Braves and the Mets. They, the Dodgers, they haven't played nobody yet. You know?
The Dodgers aren't that – you know, the Dodgers aren't that good.
Yeah, the Dodgers aren't going too good either. You're right.
Yeah, right. Dodgers aren't that good. I think the Dodgers bailed out of their people – and they may be trying to set themselves up to get Ohtani to sign him.
Wow.
So it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. He is so unbelievable. He had another great. His
ERA
is 0.54.
Yeah.
0.54.
Awesome.
And then he's a terrific.
And he can hit.
Just, it's amazing what he can do.
Yeah. But anyway, on the Eagles, you know, I like Howie as a numbers cruncher. But I don't know. Nobody ever talks about this. We were terrible at the draft. But since we got Caldwell and Scott, we've been making really – I don't care about Bijan. I know we're going to have a good draft. I just know we are. We've had a good draft ever since we got Caldwell.
Yeah, they only have
Scott.
5 picks unless they make a trade. I still think there's a chance they could trade 30 because somebody's going to try to trade in and they'll get an extra draft pick out of it. So who knows?
But do you understand what I'm saying? Aren't they good? Caldwell and Scott, since we got them, nobody, most of you don't even know who they are, but I do.
Who are you talking about?
Caldwell and Scott, the scouting and
okay. I thought you were talking about players.
Yeah, Caldwell and Scott.
You know what? They obviously have a good, they obviously have a good and sharp front office. They lose people every year. That's because they're good, but everybody that happens to everybody.
But I'm saying we made the most terrible draft pick until we got these guys.
Well, I don't know that. The draft
really
53% is really good.
Right.
53% is really good. That's pretty good.
Right. Now I'm not going to say he's dirty, Howard. But he's one of them guys who gets away with everything. He walks and everything. Oh, he takes 5 steps.
Who are you
LeBron
talking about?
James.
Who are you talking about?
LeBron James.
Oh, yeah. It's just LeFrog.
He's not dirty.
Well, everybody will.
Man,
hey,
he
listen,
gets away with everything.
The rules are so much different now. The people turn the ball over. They walk. That's just the way the NBA is. It's just things have changed so much. Yeah, but it's just the way it is. What are you going to do? It's just the way it is. All right, so do you have a guess or not a guess or a name for our contest here, the dirtiest player or athlete in sports?
Nah.
Okay, if you don't, that's cool. All right, no problem.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
I love you, brother.
All right, yeah, love you too. All right. I have yet to give out the phone number, and we got a lot of callers, and I'm going to get to you. But I'm going to give it out now. I'll give it once a segment. I don't have to give it 20 times because you already have it in speed dial. But I'll give it to you just to give you a refresher course. I'll give it to you. 215-592-9494. All right, we will get back to the phones. We will get to your calls. The draft, the all-time crybaby, and in this case, a dirty player, Joel Embiid. You're going to be a winner. Hey, big guy, if you're going to be a winner, those things you cannot do. You cannot do. The drama queen, you have so many, the China doll, whatever you want to call him. And I'm not saying he's not a terrific player, because he really is a really good player. But the other parts of who he is are not conducive to being a team leader and to winning a championship. I'm just going to say that. We can talk about Freddie Flopper, and you got the numbers. I'm Howard Eskin. We'll get back to your calls. We'll get your thoughts on the dirtiest player / athlete in sports coming up. I'm here until 10 o'clock whether you like it or not. The time now is 8:19. 94. It is WIP, and I'm here till 10 o'clock this morning. Phillies baseball this afternoon at 3. 3 because they moved the game because of weather, because there's supposed to be rain like 6, 5 to 6 o'clock-ish. All right, let's go back to the phone. Steve, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
The player, I'd say Matthew Barnaby. He's just dirty and just a troublemaker. Just seeing him on the ice, you know, he was a constant instigator.
Hockey, you can probably take 20 guys, but Barnaby was dirty. Okay. I'll put you in, but I know you wanted to talk about some other things.
Yes. What do you expect with Howie Roseman and the NFL draft this coming week, as far as draft-wise?
I expect an offensive or defensive lineman. That's what I expect.
Do you have anybody in mind?
They are not going to take the running back.
No. I don't see that.
Nope.
All right, that's it, Howard. Thanks.
That's all you called for?
Okay. That's it.
All right. All right, let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hello?
John?
No, this is Steve.
I'm sorry, Steve. Steve, you're on WIP.
Yeah, I was listening to you earlier, and I agree with you. I mean, Joel Embiid, what he did was 100% wrong, but I also think he's laying the groundwork for the next series against Boston and the team that they know.
What groundwork is he laying?
He's injured. My knee's injured and blah, blah, blah. And they're going to make excuses.
No. He's injured and we're supposed to feel sorry for him. But, and I get it. People are going to feel sorry for him. You know, I'm talking about how can you defend what he did the other night with kicking a guy in the groin?
You can't. You can't defend that.
Okay, so there's no groundwork to being laid. To say they're laying groundwork for Boston, they're off for a week. You know, everybody knows.
No doubt about it.
Okay, so what groundwork are we laying here?
Well, he's saying he has a knee injury, blah, blah, blah. It's just another excuse for this guy. He's a bunch of excuses, just like Harden with his Achilles all the time. Whenever he has a great game, he looks great and young, and whenever he doesn't, something's wrong with him.
I hope Harden opts out and goes to Houston. Or goes anywhere.
Oh, I do too. Oh my God!
That was a bad trade. I hate to break the news.
Hey, look, I've been on Halliburton and Hield from the first time I heard it, and when they got Harden, I said the team ain't winning an NBA championship with Harden. Harden is a loser. Period. I don't care what anybody says.
Well, he's never won, just like Daryl Morey has never won. Never.
Exactly.
Never. I don't know how. You know, Joel Embiid is a terrific player.
Yes, he is.
But how can you defend him? How can you defend him?
I don't know. It was like Reese defending for 2 hours yesterday. I couldn't believe it.
Like Reese. I mean, that's pathetic. That was pathetic. That was. I felt bad for Ike that he's so out of touch. I felt bad for him.
Foul like that? And
he's got to be a man. He's got to stand up for himself. He's got to be a man. Well, you're a man, and you know how you combine that with being a leader.
Yeah, you scored 30 points in Claxton's face.
He
and put
stepped
it in his
over
face.
Him.
That's
Who
how you do
cares?
It.
I think Embiid was embarrassed because he lost his balance. He wasn't knocked down. He went down. He either slipped or lost
his
balance.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, but the guy walks. So he walks over him. So what?
Exactly.
So what? Are you? I can't. I want to say what the word is, you know, but I can't. I don't know if I can use it on the air or not. I'll just call him a wimp. You figure it out.
Break.
Tough guy, Mr. Tough Guy. So he kicks him in the groin, Mr. Tough Guy. Yeah, nobody can defend him. All right, who is your dirtiest player or athlete?
I'm going with Bill Laimbeer.
Bill Laimbeer is a good one. He was a creep, dirty, was a good player too. Good in what he did for Detroit. All right. Thanks for the call. Let's go to John. John, you're on WIP.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Hey, Howard. First of all, I'd just like to, comment that, Howie and Jalen, thank you for getting that contract done. I think it's probably the most beneficial contract that the Eagles could have hoped for as far as the future. So it gives us a solid couple
really
years.
They pushed so much money down the road. It's amazing. Hey, if you're going to get the money, you're going to get the money. And Jalen Hurts is going to live for a long. He's only 24 years old. You're going to be around for a while. So do you have to get the money now? He's going to have plenty of money. But to push all that, there's so much money that they pushed down the road. Because I think they already know they're going to sign him to another contract. They already know that.
And it's amazing. And you got to give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit because there's not a lot of athletes out there that would have done that. They would have wanted theirs now. So, I mean, this gives him a chance to win for the next 2-3, maybe even 4 years.
I don't know how much money was it. The cap hits aren't bad. But how much money was in the signing bonus? So he probably got a lot of money up front because they stretch it out over the 5 years. And I don't know if you can push more into the last year than you do in the other years. Whatever the case, the way they structured that contract is pretty good.
Really good.
But are you on the Bijan train, this ridiculous nonsense?
Here's my thing. I mean, everybody in Philadelphia is talking about Bijan Robinson, and history shows that the Eagles do not place a priority in that, and they're not going to draft him as much as everybody wants.
I mean, teams that draft a running back in the top 10 don't win. You don't win championships.
And that's just not speculation. That's history proven that.
That's history.
Absolutely. Yep. So would I like to see him if he dropped all the way down? Of course, but not with the number 10 pick. So with that being said, Howard, who would be your best pick at number 10?
You know what?
If they're available.
Well, see, I don't know them. I mean, everybody thinks that because Ray Dittinger said Skoronski, that's going to be the pick. Ray works hard. Ray's a great guy. But Ray's not right a lot of the times. And that is not, in talking to many people, Skoronski is not rated that high. So it won't be Skoronski. But can I give you a name? I can give you a list of a few names. But it's going to be an offensive or defensive lineman. And I would bet on that. You know, names don't mean anything. When we get into the draft, I'll figure out something. I'll come up with a name by Thursday. I have some ideas, but it's just to throw all those names out there. But it's going to be an offensive or defensive lineman. I don't have any question about that.
No, I agree with that because, you know, wars are won in the trenches, so I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean you got age on both sides, and you can always – whether they start right now or they play some, whatever the case, you got to build a team, not just for one. Jalen Hurts' contract was written for multiple years. So it's not just 1 year to get better. It's multiple years.
Absolutely.
And you do that by building through the draft. All right. Who is your dirtiest player or athlete?
I'd have to go with Jadeveon Clowney.
Well, only because of that one hit. Clowney's just overrated player.
I mean, he's had some dirty hits in his career. But, you know, obviously the biggest one for us was the playoff hit.
Yeah, okay. All right, John, thanks for the call. All right, let's go to Dennis. Dennis, you're on WIP.
Humble Howard, how you doing this morning, my man?
Another day in paradise.
Hey, you don't remember this because I'm going to say that up front because everybody says, don't you remember the call I made you 2 months ago? A couple of months ago, I said either Joel will get injured or he won't play up to his ability because he never has in the playoffs and we won't get past the second round.
Well, won't get past the second round is a given. The team's a creature of habit. That's a habit that they can't break. You know, think about all the years that they haven't gotten past the second round.
It's been like 20, right?
It's 2001, last time.
Yeah, 22 years.
It's unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. That's who, they're just not, they've made bad decisions with front office, with coach, with players. They've made a lot of bad decisions, and it's just, but they want a new arena. Yeah, but that's all right. That's their big thing.
I want to correct something to one of your callers last Saturday said, and I think your producer picked him as the worst caller of the day or whatever, some guy named Chuck.
You mean Chuck from Mount Airy?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, we had, yeah, our question last week is because there was caller on caller crime last week on WIP.
Right.
They were killing
right.
each other. Yeah. So Chuck from Mount Airy was rated as the worst.
Well, he made a comment which was 100% absolutely false, and I'm going to call him out on it. He said that Elvis Presley, first of all, he said he wasn't the king, and he was, but he said Elvis was a racist. Elvis's best friends were B.B. King and Fats Domino, and he did so much for the black community. He gave Cadillacs to black people, wheelchairs. The man was not a racist. He grew up in, you know, in Tennessee on Beale Street. He lived down there most of the time with the clothing stores and the clubs.
You know what's sad? You know what's sad? People, when they want to criticize people, and that's not all the time, they go to race, whether it's either
and
way.
But Howard, really he was the furthest thing from a racist.
Yeah. I don't know. All, I know the history that he was ripped off by his managers. I do know that.
Yeah, yeah. That Tom Parker was a feckless scumbag.
Yeah,
but,
correct.
But Elvis loved the black community. He loved, he praised B.B. King. He praised Fats Domino.
Elvis is the king. He's the king. You know, I was given the name, and that's fine because the king of sports talkers, I was given it, but whatever. But LaFraud gave himself the name. That's fraudulent. Anybody gives themselves their own nickname is fraudulent. It's fraudulent.
Yeah, Pete Rose gave you yours, right?
What's that? Pete Rose gave you. After
right?
there was a story, they did a story. I hadn't gone to TV yet. A story on TV about me, and the guy called me the king of sports talkers. And then Pete Rose saw me the next day and started calling me the king. And then everybody called me the king.
That was it. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I got the dirtiest athlete ever, I think. And even though he's in the Hall of Fame, and it's not just for the one hit he did on Lindros, but Stevens from the Jersey Devils would prey on
hockey players are an easy go to.
Yeah, but he was the worst by far.
Yeah, there's other guys in hockey too, because that's what they were. There's not as many of them. There's still some.
But even the announcers called Stevens out. They would say, "Look how he's ducking down and wait for somebody to come over the line." He was a scumbag.
No question. All right. Hey, I appreciate the call, Dennis. Thank you.
You got it, my man.
All right. There is a belief. I'll say a belief that if the Eagles drafted Bijan Robinson, that Jalen Hurts could run less. He doesn't run that much now. Everybody thinks he runs a lot. I broke down the numbers, and I'm going to break them down again for you, which shows you he had 165 rushes last year, but only 65 of those were really rushes. He does not run as much as you think. There's not the RPO is a read, and they don't call as many runs for him in the game as you think. But I'm going to break that down for you. And the head coach, in speaking the other day with Howie Roseman about the draft, and there was other questions, made a comment about Jalen Hurts, which shows you that, at least it indicates to me, that Bijan is not somebody they're worrying about getting to help Jalen Hurts. And I'm going to play that for you when we come back. From Nick Sirianni. Another thing I'm going to mention to you, and somebody's already jumped in. I posted the Eagles Autism Challenge is coming up in less than a month. It's May 20th. Obviously, I'll participate again. But I try to raise money for a great cause, and a lot of people have really, really been really kind and helped me out. I put the link on Twitter. And, you know, if people make a donation, and I think there's still I'm almost positive there's still a dollar for dollar match going on by the Eagles. People make a donation, I will give you a shout out on the air. I posted on Twitter and somebody jumped in right away. I'm going to mention him and the other people this week in the last few days that because I said I'd give him a shout out. I'm going to give you a shout out on the air if you make a donation. But I'll give you the numbers for us at WIP. It's 215-592-9494. We'll take more people with their dirtiest player or athlete you know, an athlete as a player, but you know, it kind of brings in other sports too. So we'll get to that, to win your $100 gift certificate to DeBruno Brothers. 215-592-9494. The time now is 8:39 and springtime. It's springtime. We're getting some warm. Yesterday was nice out. It was nice. It was warm. Springtime in baseball. Yep, those seasons are here. And that means a lot of things, but it means one thing for a lot of people: tailgating. The Phillies games, when I get in there early, and there's people in there tailgating early. They tailgate at all events now. But you can take your tailgate spread to the next level. And it's an easy way to do that. You do it with the Bruno Brothers. There's no way you can't find great, great food. And I'm going to get, they have the best cheeses too. I'm going to get some cheese for all the whiners at WIP about who they draft. I'm bringing it into the studio. But for your tailgate, the tailgate bundle is available online only at thebruno.com. So you can treat yourself, treat your friends, or surprise a fellow sports lover with a real culinary treat. And you can do that. The Bruno Brothers are going to help you out. For a 20% discount, use the code, this is easy enough to remember, Eskin, and for the 20, Eskin20. So Eskin20 is the code at checkout for the month of April. Still got some time left in April. Of course, we have time. The draft kind of signifies the end of the month, but you can get 20% off Eskin20 at checkout for the month of April. So check it out, DeBruno.com. And check it all out. They're the best. Ike might be awake, but he was out to lunch yesterday defending Joel Embiid. That was the most embarrassing defense I've ever heard. Gotta be a man. He walked over me. Gotta be a man. You know, Joel Embiid is such a drama. Oh, my God. He's a woe is me and a drama queen. And he's just, he's not a leader. He's not a winner. It's terrible. It really is terrible what he gets away with. He should have been thrown out of the game and he should have been suspended. But now we got to feel sorry for him because he's hurt. Okay, great. I'm going to get to how people have misunderstood how much Jalen Hurts runs and what the coach has to say about that in a second. But let's go to Chuck, who last week, by the callers and by my producer, was rated as the worst caller. Chuck, how do you respond to that?
The only thing a black person can do for me.
We're not talking about black and white.
Buy records and shine my shoes. If that's not a racist quote, I don't know what is.
What's that?
I said the only thing a black person could do for me is buy records and shine my shoes. If that's not a racist quote, that's from your king, Elvis Presley. Okay? You know what I'm saying? That's what he said out of his own mouth.
Things 40 and 50 years ago weren't meant the way we take them now.
It don't matter. When you say something like that, Howard, that, you know what I mean? That's a racist.
It's like Kate Smith. They don't play Kate Smith anymore because things she did.
Make excuses, man, because you like the guy. You can't change the fact that he said it, and that's history. See, people try to change history.
Hey, Chuck. Chuck, you're out of touch there, Chuck. Like, Elvis was the king.
I gave you a quote, Howard, of what the man said out of his own mouth.
But you don't know what context it was in.
What context? What are you talking about? I just gave you what he said.
But there's things that are taken out of context.
Okay, Howard, I'm not going to go back and forth with you, Howard, with that, man. You know what I mean? That's crazy for you to even justify that.
I'm just telling you he wasn't a racist.
Justifying what Joel Embiid did. What you're doing right now is just as crazy, okay? The man said the only thing a Negro could do for me is shine my shoes and buy records.
Let's move on, Chuck. You're wrong in that regard. That's why people voted you the worst, Chuck.
I don't give a damn. I don't care what people voted me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I know you don't. It wasn't me, Chuck. It was the people.
I clock in every day to work, Howard. I don't give a damn what these people say. You know what I'm saying? These people are out of tune and they out of touch with reality. That's what it is. Reality
is reality.
Chuck,
what else did you want to talk about today, Chuck?
I'm calling because the Sixers are done, and I'm looking for a way out. I'm looking for a trade, Joel Embiid.
Wait. Okay, they're done. Explain that. First of all, I think Joel Embiid is a cheap shot guy. He's a drama queen. He's a flopper. He's a terrific player, but he's not a winner. He's not a leader, and what he did was disgraceful the other day. Got to be a man. Oh, the guy walked over me. Like, who cares? You were embarrassed because you slipped and fell because you flop all the time.
Listen, Howard, that's the reason why he gets hurt, because he flops all the time, falls on the ground all the time. You ever thought about that? You know what I mean? Every year around this time, you could count on two things. You know what I'm saying? You could count on death, taxes, and actually three things, and Joel Embiid getting hurt in the playoffs. I'm sick of this story, okay? You know what I mean? Ike is my guy. I love Ike. But he can take Joel Embiid, and he can go somewhere else with him. Because I'm sick of this guy. He's no star. You know what I mean? He's no MVP.
As long as Daryl Morey's there, they're not going to trade him, because Daryl Morey's going to run out his contract and let the next person have the issue.
Well, the Sixers are out of tune then. Because you can get the most value for Joel Embiid this offseason that you've ever gotten. You know,
well, no, you could have gotten it last year. That's when you could have gotten it.
You can get it this year, too, because he's coming off an MVP season. Who trades an MVP?
Yeah, but the awards don't mean anything to people to trade. If they want him, they take him.
You can get a hell of a package for him right now, man, if you get rid of him this offseason. You're never going to win with him. Well, what are we doing? You know what I'm saying? You're just going to keep
I don't
the
think
guy
they're going to win a championship with him either. I don't think so either.
Hey, Howard, you want to keep the guy because he plays great in the regular season. Whip-dee-doo. He's been here 8 years, and we ain't won jack crap. We ain't get out the second round yet. And the guy before he got hurt, he wasn't even playing good then. Maxey saved us the other night. You know what I'm saying? 14-10, that's not going to get it done against the Celtics. You know what I'm saying? Now he's hurt. You know what I mean? It's the same old crap that everybody want to be in love with.
What's going to happen today is they're going to win without Joel Embiid. Because they can win games without Joel. Now, you can't win over 20 games without Joel Embiid, but you're not going to win a championship with this guy. He's not a leader. He's really not a winner. You know, he comes off like he's the, I'm playing hard for my team.
You know, it's just a whole dramatic swing. I'm tired of it, man. I'm sick of it.
You shouldn't be the only one that's tired of it.
Garbage, man. It's all garbage. This guy is a garbage player. He's a phony, phony superstar, okay? You got superstars all over this league, and we got the phoniest one. Because when the light's shining brightest, who don't show up? It shouldn't be up for his teammates to show up. You know what I mean? His teammates, they got to show up and help him. But now we got Ass Maxey and Harden, these guys, to carry the team,
I'm not a Harden fan either.
This guy is supposed to be the MVP, supposed to be the best player in the league, supposed to be all this big 7'2". He's the best guy that since Will. You know what I mean? And he ain't done nothing.
I hear you, Chuck. All right, Chuck, who's your dirtiest player?
Man, I'm going different, man. I'm going with Todd Domi. Guy who fought the Flyers fan in the box.
Hockey players. People are going after hockey players. All right, Chuck.
Yeah, Todd Domi's dirty.
All right, Chuck. Gear it down. Have a nice weekend. All right. Let's go to Art, who's in Kearney's Point. Hey, Art, what's up?
Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
I'm curious as to your reaction on the hiring of Matt Patricia. What do you envision his role to be?
Well, he's an advisor. Here's what I think. There's a lot of people in the Eagles organization. Well, I shouldn't say a lot of people. There's certain people that really like Matt Patricia. They interviewed him quite a while ago, and he didn't get a job. His boy, Bill Belichick, is the one that got rid of him. So it almost tells me something. He wasn't a success as the head coach. He was only successful in New England because Tom Brady was there. And remember, Belichick's really the defensive coordinator. So he's a defensive advisor, and I think they gave him a job because he didn't get another job, because somebody likes him. They're trying to help him out, keeping him in the mix. An advisor. I mean, I don't even know. I can't even tell you what he's going to do. And then Sirianni, and I think Nick's terrific. He's got a good resume. What's his resume? He won with Tom Brady. And as a head coach, he wasn't any good. So I don't know what his resume is, and he might be a really good guy, and maybe he can help in terms of ideas. But They have a defensive coordinator. He's an advisor or whatever the hell the title is that they're going to give him. But I think they were doing him a favor. I think they were doing him a favor, trying to give him a job to keep him in the mix. And that's okay. People help out other people. But I don't think he's going to be intertwined in a lot of the things that go on defense. He'll make suggestions.
Slay had to give his okay on it, too. Is that part of it?
No, he's not going to have that much interaction with Slay. I'm telling you, because he's not going to be – he's not the deep – at practice, I don't know how much he's really going to be at practice. He'll be at practice, but not overseeing it the way the defensive coordinator does. I really don't know what he's going to do, but they did him a solid, and they're trying to help him out, and I think that's why they got him.
So when he's up in the booth, the big question is, when he's up in the booth, is he going to have the pencil in his ear?
You know – yeah, he's going to be taking orders for, can I have a half a pound of corned beef, quarter pound? He looks like a deli guy with the pencil in his ear. He's taking orders. So up in the, you know, maybe he can get the caterer, and he says, hey, listen, I want a half a pound of corned beef. Give me a half a pound of pastrami, half a pound of turkey. I mean, American cheese. Give me a half a pound of that, too.
Oh, man, you're cracking me up there. All right.
That's what he is.
Yeah.
He's the deli guy. That's what he is. He's the deli guy. All right. Do you have a name for
yeah? One of the dirtiest guys I ever seen was Dennis Rodman.
Dennis Rodman was dirty. He was different and dirty and strange.
I mean, he was dirty against players. I mean, he kicked that photographer. He kicked him in the Netherlands.
Yeah, he did a lot of weird things. You know, he was.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Personally, he came off as a nice guy with people, and I've been with him a couple of times. But he was on the court. He was just, and you had to do weird things to get him to play. But he really helped that team. But I appreciate the call, Art. Have a great weekend. I'm going to get to Nick Sirianni's comment, and it kind of indicates to me, and I'm going to get you these numbers that I told you I had, that really displays how much that Jalen Hurts is not a runner. All right, I'm gonna get to that when we come back. Let me give you the numbers. Give it once a segment, but you already got them. And I'm gonna give out the shout out to people. There's some people I want to give a shout out for making donations, and the links on my Twitter page to making donations to the Eagles Autism Challenge. 215-592-9494. Time now is 8:56. Hour number two, Sports Radio 94 WIP. All right, obviously talking about the draft. They will not take Bijan Robinson, so get over it. Offensive or defensive lineman, so get over it. You're not going to like it, so get over it. Whatever it is, if it's not Bijan Robinson, get over it. And that's what's not going to happen on Thursday night at the draft. And people that think that, and we'll talk, obviously we're talking about the Eagles, talking about the drama queen, the woe is me, the dirty player, Joel Embiid, the non-leader. He's just a great player, but he's not a leader. And because he's not a leader, I don't know that your best player, if he's not a leader, you can be a winner. And obviously the second round is going to be really, they're going to win today without Joel Embiid. So now we got to feel bad for him because he's got an injury. So that's obviously the things we're talking about. The Phillies, boy, they beat the living daylights out of those Colorado Rockies last night. They had to score a run at the bottom of the eighth to beat them. This is ridiculous. I just don't know why they don't hit with men on base. I don't want to hear the excuses. I don't want to hear from Rob Thompson that they're grinding. And he says that. And I don't want to hear that they're tired. They played a doubleheader on Wednesday, or Thursday, whatever day it was, either Wednesday. I don't want to hear all that. I'm tired of all that. Hey, listen, I know that offensively they should be better. I know that they miss Reese Hoskins a lot. I know that they miss Bryce Harper. I get it. I understand. But there's getting hits. They just don't get hits with men on base. And you can't struggle against the Colorado Rockies. You can't do it. Let me get this out now. When I watch the post-game show for Comcast, NBC Sports, or whatever they're called these days, when I watch the show, I want to say, who are they talking about? Why do they have to make excuses and apologize all the time? It happens so many times. Ricky Pitalico, you know, he goes off half-cocked sometimes, but I think he's been told to probably tone it down. Whatever the case may be, and he wasn't on last night. Okay, so Ruben Amaro's doing the game, so they have him on afterwards. And he's always got an excuse. He's always got an excuse. Last week, they were in a funk. Okay, I'm going to look that up in the dictionary. They're in a funk. All right. I don't want to hear that either. But last night, you know, we're talking about Trey Turner. And Trey Turner is a terrific player. And he will be a terrific player for the Phillies. But he's just not hitting his averages there. But he's just not doing the things that I think people, they had high expectations. And I understand it. He may not be an April start of the season type guy. But when Ruben Amaro says he's still got a hangover from the World Baseball Classic, stop. It's like scratching a blackboard. I don't want to hear a hangover. It's a month ago. He actually should be ahead of everybody else because he played in real competition while he wasn't in spring training. I don't want to hear he's got a hangover. All right. He's a terrific player, and he will be. But don't make excuses for him, please. All right? Let's spare me on that because you sicken me. And then you get Ben Davis, who is another apologist. Here's some beautiful statements that Ben made last night on the postgame show. He compared Kyle Schwarber to Babe Ruth. I had to stop back and think, did he just say that? Did he just compare Kyle Schwarber to Babe Ruth? All right, so that was one of the things. And then he was talking about JT Realmuto, one of the best athletes he's ever seen. JT Realmuto is a really good athlete, but one of the best you've ever seen. I don't need that anymore. Just tell me your real thoughts, your baseball people. I don't need apologies. And then he said the Phillies are a professional team. So is everybody else in Major League Baseball. Some of them suck. And some of them don't. And right now, the Phillies are not playing to the level that we expect. They're a professional team, and they'll be fine. I can't take it anymore. I can't take it. I just can't take that. I can't take the apologies and the excuses and everything that you do to cover the fact that they're struggling against the Rockies. They've struggled this season. They have a losing record. It's tough coming off a World Series. And that has to be taken into account. Their pitching's not where it should be, but Aaron Nola was better after the first inning last night. Stop. Please stop. All right. Let me get back to the Eagles. I'm going to take a call, and then I'm going to play what Nick Sirianni had to say this week. Let's go to Guy. Guy, you're on WIP.
Yes, good morning, Howard. First time caller.
Nice to have you on, Guy.
Let me use these four cases here. You remember the play when Scottie Pittman dunked on Patrick Ewing and he stepped over him? And Patrick Ewing's reaction. Now, we're talking about when Allen Iverson stepped over Tyrone Lue. Okay, that's two cases. He didn't react. Okay, we're talking about Draymond when he's okay. Let me finish. Okay, sure. We talking about when Draymond Green, well, not so much stomp, but he stepped in the man's chest.
Yeah, okay. He stomped on him.
We're talking about a reaction. Now we're talking about when Joel incident.
Oh, okay. Let me finish.
Wait a minute. Okay, yeah. We talking about in a moment. When we let our emotions supersede our intelligence and we do things spontaneously, there's consequences. Now, Tyrone Lue didn't do anything, and Sabonis, he didn't react to the situation. But now with Joel, with his, you know, how he kicked him or whatever, as well as Scottie Pittman and Patrick Hughes' reaction. Okay, we're just talking about in the moment and your reaction to a play. I also want to touch on let me get away from that.
Let me address what you said with that. All right. Okay. First of all, Draymond Green is one of the dirtiest players in the NBA, if not the dirtiest.
I agree with
he's,
you.
He's a jerk. He's a bleep hole. He's everything that's wrong with a human being. And what he did was on purpose, and he deserved a suspension. He deserves a fine. He deserved to be thrown out of the game. He's a bad guy. So don't put – if you're comparing Joel Embiid to what he did, then you've already indicted Joel Embiid. It's a reaction, but you are you're playing for your team, and you know. Don't tell me, I got to be a man. I got to step up to that. That's bull crap. That's absolute garbage.
You can't risk
getting thrown out of a game that was that tough and that close because you're playing for your team, not for yourself.
I understand. That's why I made the comparison with the four. Okay,
well, reaction. Green's a jerk.
Listen. And I agree with you. Draymond Green, he's the ML call and Danny Ainge of, you know, this era. Because, you know, those players, Boston players, I think they was, you know, designed for them just to agitate the players. So, especially, you know, intricate part of, you know, of the team. But now, let me just get away from that and talk about the Eagles' 10th pick. Now, let's take the contending teams in the National Conference. Now, just say with San Francisco, when they went out and got McCaffrey, right, we talking about a back that can catch it, that once he touches it, he can take it to the house, right? Okay, how about Dallas with – what's the running back for Dallas? Give me a little help, Howard.
Zeke Elliott?
No, not Zeke.
Back now is Tony Pollard.
Yeah, Tony Pollard.
Oh, okay.
That can touch it and take it to the house. Now, at a number 10 pick, we talking about a player, you know, of this magnitude, right? And man, this guy has potential. Why wouldn't you want to draft this guy that can touch it at any time and take it to the house? We talking about, because, listen.
Did Dallas get to a Super Bowl with those guys?
I'm
asking you a question. I need a simple answer. Did they get to the Super Bowl?
Don't get me wrong.
Let's go down. The running backs that were taken in the top 10, how many of them won a Super Bowl with the team they were drafted by? Do you know when the last one was?
Oh, talk to me.
Okay. I think it was 2000 or 2001, Tony Dorsett. That was the last one.
Okay.
It's rare. Okay. Edgerrin James, all these people that love, and you know, Ike loves Edgerrin James, and he's a Hall of Famer. Well, that's great. But he went to a team with Peyton Manning. They were 2-7 while he was there. The year after he was gone, he went to go to Arizona. They won a Super Bowl. I'm not saying it was Edgerrin James' fault. The running back, as the Eagles have a good offensive line, you can get running backs. They're falling out of trees.
But you can sign a guy to a
one-year contract. You don't have to commit your –
You can't get a back with an exceptional talent, Howard.
I don't give a damn. I don't care.
That's your opinion. Well, frankly, I believe they're going to take you at number 10.
Okay. There's no shot. None.
Okay.
How about zero? How about below zero?
I kind of made the difference.
No,
anyway, Howard,
no shot.
Here goes my dirtiest player. You know, I got to be one of the players from Dallas. I'm going to say ML Carr.
ML Carr is a good one. It's a good one.
I should have said Dennis Rodman, but. No, you know what?
No, Dennis Rodman was already taken.
Wait a minute.
ML Carr, you're good.
Okay.
You're good there.
ML Carr. All right, take care. Yeah.
All right, let's hear from Nick Sirianni. And this is, I can tell you, they're not going to. One of the reasons to take Bijan Robinson is, it's going to stop Jalen Hurts from running as much. By listening to Nick Sirianni, that ain't happening. This is what Nick talked about this week. He's going to do the same thing. It's obvious that he's going to do the same thing. But let me break this down for you. Last year, he had 165 carries in statistically. You want me to break those down for you to show you he's really not, doesn't run as much as you think he runs? He had 30, let me break down all the numbers. 35 of those were sneaks, so that's not really a run. 20 were kneel downs. He had 20 kneel downs. And he had 45 scrambles. Now, a scramble is not a run. It's you feel pressure, you don't see an open receiver, and you scramble to get out of trouble. And that's considered, and if it's a sack, it's not considered a run anyway. But so you have 100 of the 165 carries were really not running plays. Do you understand that? People got to make sense of what you're talking about, but as is the case with some of the people in WIP and some of the callers, they don't make sense with anything. It's really kind of a joke. All right, let's go to Bill. Bill, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning.
Morning, Bill.
Howard, you always tell it like you feel it.
Yeah, I'm trying.
I wanted to call because I'm curious if you think the Eagles are going to trade out of one of those two picks, and if you think they are, which one do you think they're most likely to do that with?
I think they're going to keep 10 because you can't outsmart yourself. You got to be careful. If you have a player you like, and I'm sure they have a two or three players they like at number 10, and you could trade back to get a pick, but you could risk not getting them. I think they're more likely to trade 30 because there's teams that always want to trade into the first round, and you're going to get an extra pick. And with the Eagles only having 5 picks this year, I think they're more likely to do that.
I agree with that. And given Howie's track record, I think that's something you'd see him do. Yep. And I totally agree with you on the Joel thing. It's funny, Howard. When I saw it, I texted my two sons who are at college immediately, and I said, Joel Embiid's getting ejected. And they both said the same thing. I called my wife from the other room and I said, Joel's getting kicked out of the game. So
he should have been kicked out of the game, and he should be suspended and he should be fined.
I don't know.
He baits people. So he thinks that people, first of all, whether Claxton disrespected him or not, I don't give a damn. It wasn't that big. He walked over him. Oh, my God, you're a tough guy. And then at the end of the game, he showed his immaturity where he goes, he flashes the 3-0 sign. They were up 3-0. He baits people, and he thinks that people aren't supposed to come back at him. I mean, he hurts the team more than helps with the way he instigates and the way he does things, but he should have been thrown out of the game. It was a cheap shot. It was disgraceful what he did. It was disgraceful.
And Howard, these nitwits who say he's showing he's a tough man, he's manning up. If you're a man, you're not laying on the ground kicking somebody in the nuts. You stand up and you face off with him.
That's correct. That's correct. So, all right, who is the guy that you think is the dirtiest player or athlete?
Well, Howard, since my name's Bill, I'm going to have to go with Bill Romanowski. He was one of the dirtiest NFL players ever.
You know what? I don't know that Romanowski. Okay, I'll put him down. I remember him being dirty, but I don't know. I'll put him up top there. But that's all right. That's a good guess. All right, Bill, I appreciate the call. Thank you. It's just Joel Embiid's got it. He's got to be better. He's got to be better. All right, let's go to, who is that? Paul. Paul, you're on WIP.
Good morning, Howard.
Morning.
You did mention a little bit ago you think the Sixers are going to win today without Joel.
Yep.
I don't think they are. I think that drama needs to be added to this for whatever
reason. I think the Nets know it's over. The Nets aren't that good. The Nets didn't even expect to make the playoffs. No, I'm just telling you, I think they've won games without Joel Embiid, and they're going to win today without Joel Embiid.
And who's going to step up and
Paul Reed will be do an adequate job. He'll rebound like Joel did. So the other guys are going to have to score points. You know, I just think they're going to win without him. You know, it's just, oh, poor Joel's hurt. Hey, listen, he always gets hurt. Do we not expect that he doesn't get hurt? Flops all the time. What does he think? He's falling on the floor all the time.
But regardless of the drama, if they do win today and he gets some rest and hopefully his knee is better, you still don't think they got a chance in the second round?
Well, they got a chance, but I think Boston, even though they lost last night, but you're going to lose. That's the game when teams are down 2-0, they come home. It's a game that they win. Boston might be the best team in the NBA right now. Might be the best team in the NBA.
I think the Sixers have covered the first three games spread-wise.
Yeah, barely.
Today I think it's closer to a
barely.
Pick.
I mean, it's the Nets. I mean, so what? It's the Nets. It's the Nets. So the Nets are tough. They have 1.5 players, please. So no, I think they're going to win today without him.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Who's your dirtiest player?
Ear biter, Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson's a good one. Yeah, he bit the guy's ear off.
Evander Holyfield. He took it. I mean, literally took it.
I know. He bit Holyfield's ear off.
I don't know who still has that. I don't know if they reattached it or Tyson's wearing it around his neck or something.
I don't even know what they did. You know, Holyfield came up because his son was playing with the Eagles a little while. But you don't think about that. But he was there and I saw him. I should have asked him when they reattached it. All right. Hey, Paul, thanks for the call. And thank you. 215-592-9494. Listen, I got to thank a whole bunch of people because they have stepped up and they really stepped up. And I just see somebody else was kind enough to make a donation. Michael Siders just made a donation to the Eagles Autism Challenge. The link's on my, and I'm going to give you a shout out if you make a donation. The link's on my Twitter page. Jason, and I hope I pronounce this right, Schwarik, and it doesn't even matter the size of the donation. The fact that you make it is really, I really do appreciate, and so do the Eagles, and so do the families who deal with kids that are on the spectrum and people in the family that are on the spectrum. Jason Zarek or Sarek, but I hope I pronounce your name right. Brian Romani, Sean Sullivan, Chris Stanzale. Again, I'm just trying to do my best here. Jim Descano, Greg Grillone made a donation yesterday. There's a money match going on. Paul Cipriano, Steve Goldstein, Tom Klein was nice enough. His company, he was nice enough to make a donation. I really work hard at this, and it's like I try to do the best I can for a lot of people. I'm raising money, and I do that with my picks on my website at howardeskin.com, and I'm going to put the link up. You know, I make picks, and people make donations for the picks. And it all goes to the little doggies. And Brandywine just brought some more dogs in to help to get adopted. So I do that. I'm going to post my pics in a little while. And the people that make the donations for that are, I thank you as well. All right, you got the numbers. You got me. I'll get back to the phones. The time now is 9:23. It is 94, and it is WIP, and it is Saturday morning, and let's head right back to the phones. And Drew, you're on WIP.
Hey, Howard. Good morning.
Morning.
Just quick before it gets Embiid, you had mentioned, I think you said Tony Dorsett, but it was Jamal Lewis back in 2000 that the Ravens took fifth overall and they won the Super Bowl. That was the last time I think a top 10 running back pick.
You know what? You know what's interesting about that team? They couldn't, they went six games without scoring a touchdown offensively. Do you know that? That was Brian Billick. Brian Billick was the coach of that team, right?
I believe.
Yeah, I think Brian. And he was supposed to be this offensive genius. And they went, it was six games, somewhere around five or six games. They went without scoring an offensive touchdown. So that running back, obviously, that's even a better case. Didn't really help them score points. Their defense was probably the best since the Chicago Bears in the 80s. And that's a defense that Ray Lewis was on. They were just unbelievable. They won with their defense. And they won the
Super Bowl. Yeah, I mean, Yeah, they only gave up 7 points that game. I mean, they could have won with 8 points. I mean, so, yeah.
Right. I mean, it's just they couldn't score. So the running back didn't obviously do a lot for them.
Yeah, and ironically, with the Eagles having pick 30 this year, they have number 30 also. The Colts took Joseph Addai at number 30 in the first round and won the Super Bowl.
Well, here's another example. The Kansas City Chiefs took a running back. It was 2 years ago at like 30 or 31 or whatever the heck it was. The Chiefs took a running back. But the guy that was the most productive running back for them was a seventh round in this Super Bowl, was a seventh round pick.
Yeah, Pacheco.
If you have a good offensive line, you do good things, and you have a good quarterback, you don't need to waste the 10th pick in the draft on a running back. You just don't need to do it.
Yeah, and you know, my own personal viewpoint on it is it would be a better choice, a smarter move, if Howie does want to take, you know, a good running back. I mean, if Jahmyr Gibbs is available at 30, he's a full 10th faster in the 40 time than Bijan. I mean, and he caught like 45 passes for Alabama last year.
I don't know if people heard it. I heard it this morning when they were playing the replays of the best of, that against the two best teams they played this year, Bijan Robinson had 83 yards and 33 carries.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean,
Hey, listen, he's a terrific player, but don't waste the 10th pick on the running back.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not saying it would be a waste, but it would be wiser to take a lineman at 10, and then if you really want a running back, take one at 30. But on Embiid, Howard, I'm not going to defend his actions kicking. I mean, that's a suspendable offense. You throw a kick, you punch someone. I mean,
grow up. But
the Embiid bashing, Howard, I mean, it gets a little, like, over the top. I mean, here's a guy, people are calling up saying trade him. He's, you know, here's a guy who just went 33-10 for the season.
Here's what you've got to do as a team. You got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. And do you believe the Sixers are going to win a championship? And it's not just Joel Embiid's fault. They're going to win a championship with Joel Embiid.
Howard, they could definitely win a championship with him. Depends who's around him. I mean, Dr. J was unbelievable. Dr. J was never going to win a title unless they got Moses. And that's the bottom line. He was never going to be able to get over the hump.
But you've got to pivot, and they are locked in because they can't pivot unless they make some moves. How long do you think Embiid's got left in his career? Maybe a couple of years?
I mean, who knows, Howard?
He's a center. He's a center who always gets hurt.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, centers can, you know, you've seen
centers
how centers
can what?
Over...
How many centers last have long careers? Very few,
I mean, actually, Howard, a lot of them end up playing in the low post, and they don't have to move around much, and they've got, and if they can
well,
shoot...
Well, he doesn't
want
to play in the low post.
Well, he's going to have to evolve as he ages, no doubt.
Okay.
I mean,
how many centers? You have Patrick Ewing, you have Shaquille O'Neal. You know, we're talking about 100 centers, and we can name maybe 5 to 7 that have had long careers.
Actually, no, there's been plenty that have had long careers. Howard.
Okay, give me some.
Well, you can look at it, you know.
Give me some.
I mean...
Akeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, okay. I mean, there's
Patrick,
a ton of...
But again, we're less than 10.
Okay, so I don't want to argue about how many years he's going to play. The bottom line is it depends who they put around him. They made a great draft pick with Maxey, and that really added to the team.
They don't have first-round draft picks. They don't have cap room. They don't have any of that stuff. So who are you going to put around them?
Well, I mean, you need a good GM that can actually put people around him. I don't know if
but how do you
guy.
Do that with the structure of the team right now?
I mean, Howard, you got to have good eyes and find guys that can. You know, you need bench, Howard. You need a better bench. I mean, you need, and that's not so hard to do. You can get guys to be number 7, number 8, number 9 on your team.
They're usually draft picks, and they haven't done a good job there. Too.
Okay, well, they need to do a better job of that.
Who's your dirtiest player? Drew, who's your
so,
target?
Howard, this guy, all he did was try to injure people and end their careers. Vontaze Burfict. He was a dirty, dirty player recently.
Yeah, Is he still in the league? I don't know if he's still in the league.
He tried to kill people. I mean, he was just dirty as can be.
Yeah, I know. The last time I remember was with Cincinnati, right? I'm trying to think if he went anywhere else.
I think he went, I'm not sure. But
okay. I appreciate the call, Drew. Take care. All Let's right. go to Victor. Thanks, Victor, you're on WIP.
Thank you, Howard. I waited so long, but you're worth it.
That's all right. I get it.
Good. Okay. Your last caller is a complete dreamer. Some of these got people called. They probably never played competitive ball.
Yeah, right. You got to put people around them. But if you can't do it and they're stuck, they have no first-round picks because he's traded them away. You can't trade away picks to get rid of Tobias Harris. You can't. The structure of the team is poor. They're a good team, but not good enough. So you got to know when to hold them and know when to fold them.
Exactly.
And you got to do something to try to reset. And you're not going to go all the way back because you still have Maxey. You still have some good young players. But, man, how much better would they have been with Halliburton and Buddy Hield instead of Harden? You would have given up one less first-round pick. Can you imagine Maxey and Tyrese Halliburton in your backcourt for the next 10 years? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, but I got even better. The only way Joel Embiid's going to save face if Dame Leonard came here. But Dame doesn't want to come here. I would give up Maxey and a couple other players for Dame Lillard to try and push
coming.
This thing.
He's not
coming. I know. I'm just dreaming. I'm just saying. I'm just throwing things out there, in reference
to
that.
But they can't fit him in the cap either. That's the other problem.
Right. I mean, if it was possible, that's the only way I would go. Yeah, I'll give up Maxey and a couple other players. I mean, you can get another Maxey. There's a lot of players on other team benches that can play like Maxey.
Maxey's a really good guy too. But
he's a good guy. But I'm just saying,
there's
other
guys too.
Yeah, he's not the end and beginning to the whole Sixers thing. I mean, I'll give him up for the right thing. Absolutely. Let me say a couple other things in reference to Embiid. I enjoy his talent. But he's a big whiner. First of all, him pushing him like that, the guy was up in the air. You know, pushing him by their legs when they're up in the air like that. That's why he came back and walked over him, in that sense. And Draymond Green, let me tell you, I played competitive ball high school and college a little, okay? And where I grew up at, Draymond Green, I would have been punched Draymond Green in his mouth.
He is the worst.
I would have been knocked him out.
If he left the NBA, nobody would miss him. See you later.
No.
The fact that TNT gave him a job is disgusting. Disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. But then again, with the NBA, how they have, messed the league up about, Harden should be fouled out every game. He pushes off every time.
Yeah, he does push off. But they let push guys like that get away with it. I know. Yeah, he shouldn't have been thrown out of the game, but that was an offensive foul. There's no question. So who's your dirtiest player?
Dirtiest player, I got two.
Howard,
but I want to give you one. When I give you my first one, can I say my second one? Just for.
All right. Give me your first one.
My first one's going to be, and I struggle with this, Ron Artest.
Ron Artest, he was dirty. All right. You know what? Why don't you hold your second one? Tell the producer, and I'll tell.
My second one's going to win it all.
Well, wait, why don't you tell your second one first?
I don't know. I think Ron Artest, from what I've seen in basketball, he was the dirtiest.
All right. Hey, Victor, I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Thanks. Take care. 215-592-9494. We will get back and get some more people to try to qualify to win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Lots of great food, tailgates, parties, catering, whatever it is you need. They are tremendous. And you get a chance to win a $100 gift certificate. The dirtiest player / athlete that you can think of. And Dan Wilson is working with me today, and I'm going to let Dan make the choice, and usually I concur, so we'll figure it out. And we'll talk more about the Eagles draft. It's not going to be Bijan Robinson, about the immaturity of Joel Embiid. Oh, woe is me. Oh, yeah, woe is me. Oh, please stop. I don't want to hear it anymore. That was an ejection type, a foul, and it was a suspension type foul. But now that he's out today, they're going to win today without him. And they're going to, you watch. They're going to win today without him. And again, thanks for the people that make donations to the Eagles Autism Challenge with the link up on my Twitter. But we'll get back to the calls. The time now here at WIP is 9:41. 94 WIP as we're rounding out the show today. The whiner and complainer we've talked about. The drama queen. The China doll. He's everything wrapped up in one, and that's Joel Embiid. But let's go back to the phones. And Jeff is on the line. Jeff is one of my idols. He's the fine president of one of my idols, president of Allied Nation. Jeff, how are you today? Where are you today?
I'm headed over to North Broad. We're doing a cleanup day for Earth Day right around the Metropolitan Opera House. We opened up a few years ago right on the North Broad corridor. So if anybody wants to come on, grab a broom, let's go. We do it every year.
Odyssey had a bunch of people out at Fairmount Park yesterday.
It's a wonderful thing. And anybody who can participate, help clean up the city. We know we need it, so let's get, if you got time to weep, you got time to sweep. That's my motto.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. It's all good.
I got one for you that I don't know if it came up or not, but Ty Domi. Did he come up yet?
Yeah, Ty Domi did come up. It's so easy to take hockey players because there's so many, there used to be more dirty guys.
Well, Gomez, and, there's been quite a few of them. That have been Flyers, particularly. We would get into fights with definitely Terry O'Reilly would definitely be one, of course.
There's been some really good ones put out there. Mike Tyson might be the leader in the clubhouse right now because
when you bite an ear off, I think he kind of it's hard not to win the trophy for that, isn't it?
It's unbelievable. It really is incredible. Hey, I'm going to put you on the spot and I'm going to ask you a serious question. And Larry Maggot has already addressed this. You guys are, when you do concerts at the Wells Fargo Center, you're obviously very happy doing them there, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Would you, the Sixers are going to try to entice people if, in fact, in that building at 10th and Market is a joke. It's just, there's nothing right about it. There's nothing right about it. It's a new building configured for basketball. I don't care. Would you think about moving to another building? I know it puts you on the spot. If you don't want to answer it, you don't have to.
No, we enjoy a great relationship with Harris Blitzer, Sports and Entertainment, in many places, including the Prudential Center. This isn't a cop-out on that answer. It just would really remains to be seen where it's located, to be honest with you. But where we're located now, although people sometimes say, we have three venues that are right around there and it can be traffic problem. Try to go to Gillette Stadium or any of the other places around the country and see what real traffic is. So, I like the sports complex presently where we are.
Yeah, and you know what? And I agree with that. And here's the other thing, which hasn't been put out there, which I was told by a Sixers person. They're going to have a park or a ride and share. They tell you that there's 9,000 parking spots in that area, but they're blocks away. So they're going to have buses or whatever, vans or whatever, to take people from the parking lot to the arenas. Well, how's that going to work?
Well, one thing that I do know about Philadelphia fans, and it's definitely a fact, is that we're tailgaters too.
Yes.
So we like to go early and hang out. No matter what it is, we do a show called Trans-Siberian Orchestra every year, which is a beautiful holiday show that sells out two arenas. And there's people out there having a good time before a family show.
Thought of that, Jeff. That is a great point.
What I'm saying is, so without tailgating, the culture really does suffer.
You know what? An absolute great point. I think he answered the question without answering the question. So, hey, listen, if they build it at the Navy Yard or they build it in one of those Jetro lots, that's fine. But they're going to save downtown Philadelphia is what they think. They're not saving anything.
I think with our culture, you need to have parking lots. People like to go hang out and tribe. And that's where the event starts, is out in the parking lot a lot of times. BSing with your friends, maybe grabbing a beverage, but not too many because you might – or having a designated driver, of course, always. But that's where the experience starts, Howard. That's who we are. We are tailgaters.
You know what, Jeff, what's your next big concert at the Wells Fargo or in town here?
Oh, man, we got so many big shows happening this year.
Yeah, right? I ask you that question.
We got Billy and Stevie happening at the football stadium. We got Beyonce at the football stadium. We got the Dead happening over at Citizen Bank Park. You know, it's we got two Pink shows at Citizen Bank Park. The Met is just crushing it. The Fillmore is crushing it. And then all the great shows.
Yeah, the Met, I think I came to one of the events at the Met, and I forget which one it was. It's a nice little venue. It's a nice little venue.
It's going great. And then tonight I'll be over at Jerry Seinfeld at the Borgata. So I make a lot of miles on the car, but that's what y'all pay me for. And I thank everybody for coming to all our shows.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for calling, and it's always great to talk to you. Even if it's not on the air, it's great to BS with you.
All right, thanks.
All right, take care. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
All right. Jeff is a wonderful and a great guy. All right, let's go to Jim. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hi. I might have a good answer.
Because I'm up against it, can you give me your dirtiest athlete or player?
Yes, I think it's a pretty good answer. Andre Dirty Waters.
Waters is a good one, too. A lot of people don't remember him. He was a safety defensive back for the Eagles, and he was a dirty guy. All right, Jim, let me move on and get some others here. Mark. Mark's in South Philly. Mark, what do you got?
Hi, Howard.
Hey.
The dirtiest player I've ever actually witnessed was Dave Schultz.
Yeah, but he was, you know, he's kind of like a, he was dirty, but it was a mantra for him. I don't think he's really a nice guy, but Schultz was an interesting one. But again, I don't know how many people will remember him too.
Now, you were talking about centers in the NBA.
Yep.
The list here: Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Willis Reed, Patrick Ewing, David Robertson, Shaq, Elvin Hayes.
Elvin Hayes kind of played forward too.
Okay, Artis Gilmore, Bill Laimbeer.
Yeah, but they didn't last. Embiid's going on close to 10 years. How many of those guys lasted?
Embiid at number 58 on my list. Bill Cartwright is right behind him.
Bill Cartwright's not a great center. Give me a break. But anyway, I appreciate the call.
I wanted to talk about the Phillies. Touch on the Phillies.
Make it quick, really quick.
Yeah, the reason they folded in 1964 was they only used two pitchers down the stretch.
Well, yeah, but that's old. That's old news. I get it. All right, let's go to Rick. Rick, you're on WIP. Yeah, they went bunny and short, but that was because the manager was nuts.
You just have time for a dirty player, Howard.
Go ahead.
You just have time for a dirty player. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Even Dan Dierdorf admitted it for years. Conrad Dobler
was, I don't know if people remember him. He was an offensive line, center, I think, right?
Yes, they probably won't remember him, but he was dirty.
That goes back, but I appreciate it. Hey, thanks for the let's go to Rick. Was it Rick next? Fred, I'm sorry. Fred, you're on WIP.
Hey, finally got through. I know you're doing okay. Getting ready to go golf.
It's going to rain today, so get it in quick.
Oh, you'll get there. So I got
to. No,
play.
I'm not golfing. I'm going to go to the Phillies. All right, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Listen, I'm going to get short and sweet on the player. Jack Tatum.
Who?
Jack Tatum.
You know,
for the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, I know. He's not bad. That's not bad, Fred. All right, let's go to Walt. Walt. Oh, okay. Walt left. All right. So here we go. Dan Wilson. Working things out here. Dan, there were a lot of good ones, and this is based on Joel Embiid being a dirty player, but I took Draymond Green off the books because that was too easy. So who do you, and some of these guys, you know, like you wouldn't remember Conrad Dobler, you wouldn't remember Jack Tatum, and you know who Dave Schultz is, but you wouldn't remember him, but they're good ones, but they're not at the level. Andre Waters was a dirty player. The nickname was Dirty Waters, played for the Eagles. But there's some good ones there. So who did you come up with?
Yeah, I went with Mike Tyson, which was Paul's answer. Kind of hard to beat a guy who literally bites another man's ear. That's pretty impressive in terms of being dirty. So Paul is the winner with Mike Tyson.
It's an interesting way to describe that. Impressive that he was dirty. because he bit the guy's ear off. All right, Paul is from where? What do you remember? Where was he from?
I don't remember where Paul is from. I'll look at it.
But you have the info.
I have his info. Yes.
Okay. So Paul and Mike Tyson. Boy, what an interesting guy. I've had dinner with him. I've been in his dressing room or green room at his one-man show. He can be really nice. And then when I covered him, he was really just a mean guy. He's got two sides to him, but he's an interesting guy. But he was biting a guy's ear off, gets it. So, Paul, you win the $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Enjoy it, and I know you will, because they are sensational. Whether it's tailgates, whether it's catering, whether it's gift packs, you can send gift packs all over the country. So whatever you want to do, you're going to really enjoy it, and you'll enjoy that $100 gift certificate to the Bruno Brothers. Everybody have a great day. Phillies baseball is not 4 o'clock as originally on the schedule. It's 3 o'clock here on WIP. Sixers will win today without Joel Embiid. Mark it down. And got the draft. Oh, my God. We're getting closer and closer. And we got to listen to Bijan Robinson nonsense for another 4 or 5 days. Brutal. But we'll deal with it. Glenn and Mike Sielski. Glenn Macnell and Mike Sielski coming up next. Have a great weekend, and thanks to Dan Wilson handling things as he does so well. Well, he worked the afternoon show yesterday, I think. He was big time. All right, let's go and move on. The time now is 9:56.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.